This is Here and Now. If you look at the lists of the best restaurants in the world, you will almost always find the New York City restaurant Daniel. Its chef, Daniel Boulud, also oversees 6 other restaurants in New York and another 7 in cities around the world. Boulud grew up on his family's farm near Lyon in France. He came to the U.S. 31 years ago. And in addition to his duties in the kitchen, he is the author of a number of cookbooks. His latest is just out. It has it all. It is called Daniel, My French Cuisine. And Daniel Boulud joins us now from NPR in New York. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you very much, Jamie.
Well, so you say in the book that you are an American chef with a French soul or a French chef with an American soul. Explain that.
Well, in my career as a chef, I've been living longer in America than in France. But at the same time, after 3 decades in New York, you can't take the French out of me. And I've always been cooking French cuisine, but inspired by, of course, where I am in New York, the Four Seasons, the local ingredient, of course. And that's why I call it my French cuisine, because it's really what I cook French in America.
Well, what's the American part? Tell us about your American soul.
Well, the American soul, I think, is this incredible opportunity we have in New York with being, you know, rubbing shoulder with a lot of ethnic cuisine and a lot of ethnic chef, a lot of ethnic market, ethnic supply, and being able to borrow from other cuisine or from other palette of seasoning or sometimes palette of ingredient, and to be able to play with and still remain French in the core of your cuisine. And I think this cannot happen in Paris or Lyon because we don't have that sort of ethnicity around you, surrounding you.
Yeah, you look through your book and see some things that look like they could have been designed by a Japanese chef. Maybe that's some of the influence in New York.
Sometimes there's influenced by Japanese ingredient, sometimes is influenced by Indian ingredient, sometimes Middle Eastern, and sometimes very French and very local as well in New York.
You were raised on a farm in France and didn't actually eat at a restaurant until you were a teenager. Do you remember that first meal?
My first meal in the restaurant was not in the restaurant. It was in the kitchen because I was 14. And as I was making dishes, I was learning to be a cook. At 14, I was experiencing things I've never seen, like avocado and crawfish and fish like Dover sole, where in my home we had fish, but we never had fancy fish, and we never had truffle and foie gras. And after that, I had to wait a couple of more years to be able to afford to go and dine in a real restaurant. But it became the most fascinating things to be on my day off, to go to all the little places and the place with tradition and the place where maybe they had 2 specialty you wanted to go for and that's all you did, and you drive, you know, 40 miles just to go and eat frog legs there, and you drive 30 miles just to go and eat crawfish or to eat chicken or to eat things who are very sort of prominent to this region.
They call Lyon the culinary capital of Europe. First of all, do you think that's the case? And secondly, I guess one of the things that you have in Lyon that you don't have in New York is as much local ingredient.
Very much. And I think Lyon has always been strategically placed in a very rich region where the north is Burgundy, the south is the Rhone Valley. And the chef in Lyon, it was always a city where it had maybe a very large representation of chefs of all kinds, including also other trades in food, such as charcuterie and patisserie and the chocolate makers, the ice cream makers, the everything touching food always had a very, very strong and crafty representation in Lyon. And so that's maybe why they call it the capital of food in Europe.
Do you think it is?
Well, it still is to me. Now there's a lot of city with us, a very good catch-up. And I think every city today has wonderful farmers market. I mean, we have incredible cheese in America today, where 20 years ago was not even, you couldn't even try to compare with Europe because that wasn't really the case. And today you have cheese who are absolutely compatible with the best of France and Europe, I would say.
And I'm sure that our listeners in Wisconsin are wondering if you're talking about them.
Well, of course, and I'm going actually to Wisconsin. I'm going to Milwaukee. I'm going to Milwaukee at the Grain Exchange, which is one of the Bartolotta place. And I'm doing my book launching there in Milwaukee, and I'm looking forward to have a big platter of cheese there.
Wow. Now, you list the things that make up the dinner experience at a restaurant. They include wine, flowers, design, and service. Do you think that there are a lot of chefs today in this country who think it's just food? That's all. Doesn't matter about the rest of the stuff.
Well, it's always about the food, of course. But I think, you know, there's few moments in life where it feels good to be transported. And it feels good to be transported in sort of a civilized and unpretentious world. And that's, I think, what Daniel has always been offering. It's certainly taking people out of their daily context and also out of their home into a place where service become important, because being pampered in life is maybe one of the gifts you can give to yourself. And the setting, it's important because it's certainly to give you the pleasure of what life can really give when, you know, it's at its best.
And speaking of which, I think we should just talk about some of the recipes in this book. There is white truffle scrambled eggs, langoustine and uni chauffeur. Really quite decadent, quite rich.
Yes. No, it's decadent because we didn't want, I mean, I this is my eighth book. And in all the book before, I always was very conscious to make sure that the recipe was taken to be cooked at home, but also a recipe who were accessible and friendly and homey. And this book, we absolutely have not cut anything off. And this is the true Daniel. But the way the recipe are compartmented, it is very easy to inspire yourself to do a part of the recipe and to be able to accomplish a wonderful dish.
We're speaking with Daniel Boulud, whose new cookbook is called Daniel, My French Cuisine. We've got some recipes up at hereandnow.org. You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
It's Here and Now. Let's get back to our conversation with Daniel Boulud, who operates 14 award-winning restaurants around the world. Boulud is the author of 8 cookbooks. His latest, Daniel, My French Cuisine, chronicles 20 years at his New York City restaurant, Daniel. The book is about twice the size of a Bible. It includes standards like tarte normand and the exquisitely complicated miso-glazed sea scallop rosace. You could try your hand at the recipe for wild mushroom tarte flambé. That's at our website, hereandnow.org. Daniel Boulud, I want to ask you about one of your favorite recipes, which seems like people could easily make. This is a sauce for shellfish. Tell us what it is.
That's sort of a cocktail. Yeah, like right, a cocktail right. Sauce. We call that, with a little bit of cognac inside. And that's an easy sauce to make. It's a fancy Thousand Island kind of dressing with a little bit of cognac inside.
The cognac sounds like the secret ingredient there.
Well, it's part of it. Yeah, one of them, at least. But I think in the sauce, what's important is to always define a balance of seasoning, of spicing, of acidity, of course.
As you flip through the pages of this book and you look at the pictures of some of these dishes, I'm reminded that one of your jobs as a chef, as a fine chef and one of the best chefs in the world, is to make things look beautiful or to make them look like something that they are not. Why is that so important?
What do you mean by not?
Well, sometimes like you turn something into a tortoise, I think, at the end. You make something that is not a turtle look like one.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, you know, I mean, food is very subjective. I mean, you can give 10 of the same recipe to 10 different chefs, and they will all make something different with their imagination, with their interpretation, with their sort of vision on that recipe. And for me, for example, with a classic recipe called tête de veau en tortue, where you take a calf head and you cook it for hours and then you take it off the skull and reconstitute that into a bowl. And then because it's called en tortue and that means a turtle, I wanted to create this sort of color of the carapace of the turtle on top of the calf head. So I took the cooking liquid of the calf heads and put a lot of herbs inside. And that dish is actually inspired by Carême in the 1800s. And so I wanted to go back in time and do a dish today with the inspiration of something that was created 200 years ago.
But you become an artist.
Well, no, this is the fun about cooking, I think. I've been doing that for a long time, and I often get challenged by doing things for clients who want me to cook something out of the ordinary. And that's how I create those dishes, who are, to me, the beauty of French cuisine, the history of French cuisine, and the art of French cuisine.
Daniel Boulud, what would you like to cook still that you have not yet?
I don't know. I have a restaurant in Beijing, China, and I go to China and I see stuff they're cooking there, and I'm like, whoa, I never cooked with that. I mean, I still haven't cooked sea cucumber. I still haven't cooked insect. Of course, I am always amused when I go to a foreign country and see foreign preparation to me. And I always wonder, does this ingredient could enter my French cuisine? That I don't know. You know, I'm still questioning myself.
Well, what do you think is the most important thing for a young cook to know? What is the one thing that when people learn from you that you find you have to teach them each time?
Well, first, I think for a young cook is to really know why he chose to be a chef. And then, of course, it's important to find a mentor, a good mentor, someone who's going to be certainly the foundation of their upbringing. And I think what I would say is to have the discipline, the respect, the ambition, and definitely the drive to succeed in this business.
Well, before I let you go, Daniel Boulud, I have to ask you what your favorite meal is. What do you have on your birthday?
I usually start with a nice scrambled eggs in the morning. And usually my birthday, there's sometime a little bit of black truffle left because it's late March. And I will do a scrambled eggs with truffle. And that will be the start of my day. Then I will go and eat in one of the best chef in New York and let him cook for me. That's what I do.
That's not bad. I need to do that on my birthday. Well, Daniel Boulud, author of Daniel, My French Cuisine, and of course, chef at Daniel and a number of other restaurants in New York and around the world. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. And I look forward to all see you in New York City.